Christ, who was slain on Good Friday, is risen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen from the dead by death trampling down death, and to those in the tomb give life. I first heard these words at my cousin Walter C. Disson's funeral. It was a somber moment. A true hero of the church had died, and my beloved cousin was with Christ. And yet, this made me wonder, what do we in the church have that they in the world do not? The text for St. John shows us. Think about a funeral that you might have attended that was secular or in one of those churches that the pastor doesn't know where the deceased stood before God. What does it sound like? Well, you seldom ever hear the victory Christ won for the deceased. You hear that they were, instead, a very good person. You know, they were good people. They didn't, you know, murder or maybe cheat on a spouse, steal, you know, those big old sins. They didn't do those. And instead, you know, they cared for their neighbor. They purchased a park for the community. They did all these great works in their lives. But where is their hope? What hope do they have in that? If we were all judged by our works, would any of us truly make it? After all, we do have the law that we can try to do. The world will have us look at the big sins like murder, cheating on a spouse, and stealing. Or fill in the blank for everyone that makes your top 10. The world will tell you that at least the deceased or you did not do those sins. Now, if you did, then what the world will tell you to look at the ends, you know, look at the ends. If you did those sins, look at the ends. See if they justify the means, you know. If you needed a steal to help pay the next mortgage or the next big bill, if that person you just didn't like kept on bothering your family, well, better take him out. If you truly just fell out of love with your spouse, well, you know, God understands. These are the famous words of the world. Except. We would be foolish to believe that we can justify ourselves for all our sins. After all, King David says in Psalms 130, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?" All these sins that are mentioned are indeed much worse than telling a white lie, considering the harm you do to your neighbor. But, as King David said, all end with equal damnation. So what are we to do? How are we to be certain of our salvation on the last day? How? The world would have us believe that this is it, and that we will not rise like Christ, and that he is not risen but is still in the tomb, or that Mary Magdalene and the disciples took Christ's body. Yet, if this is the case, then what I said at the beginning of this sermon is not true. So let's look at that statement I said again. Christ is risen from the dead by death trampling down death, and to those in the tomb gives life. Who are the ones in the tomb? All mankind are the ones in the tomb. Christ died for all mankind. For all of you in the balcony, for pastor, for myself, Christ died and extended to them life. The world has rejected this gift and wants you to believe that out there in the cemetery, that is the end. The world wants to keep us locked in the room like the disciples and fear those in the world. After all, it told us that Jesus was just a morally good teacher, but us silly people had to take it further. He had to take it further. The world wants to keep us dead in our trespasses. For it knows that if we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, then we no longer like the world, but strange to the world. The church has been brought to life and will never die again and no longer needs to fear the threats of this world, sin, death, or the devil. For Christ has removed the guilty action that happened in the garden by our first parents. Christ saved his church, brought her into the light when he threw the chains and the stone that kept him in the grave. For as St. Paul professes in his letter to the Corinthians, we preach crucified, and I might add, risen. Now you might think I'm saying that if you are in Christ, you will not die. And in a sense, you are correct. We will no longer spiritually die. For Christ has brought us into communion with God our Father, and we cannot be separated from him in the Spirit. Now this sounds all well and good, but what about the body? What about this flesh that we reside in? Doesn't the body die? To answer, yes. The body does die and is put into the ground. After all, praise be to God for weather, where did we start the service? In the cemetery. Am I saying they are the world? They are of the world. They died because they didn't have perfect faith in Christ? No. They are dead just as my cousin is dead, but yet they are alive. Alive in Christ. And just as Christ rose today, they will rise also on the last day into the newness of life. Therefore, we do not have to be like Mary Magdalene, the disciples who wondered, where is the Christ's body? We are instead like Mary Magdalene and the disciples when they saw the risen Christ. We rejoice, for we know where he is. He is in the Word that we hear professed every Sunday. He is in confession and absolution that Pastor proclaims to us. He is in our baptism that we are brought into, where we put the old man to death so that the new man may emerge in newness of life. If you come to the next service, he is on our altar for the Lord's Supper, for us to eat and drink and have the forgiveness of sins he won for us on the cross and through walking out of the tomb. So in the end, the world might tell us that we are foolish to believe this and to follow a man that they view as dead and not here. But we look back and smile, for we know that this is not the case. For on this day, we remember what was won for us. On this day, we remember who has risen for us. On this day, we go with the disciples and the followers of Christ rejoicing and proclaiming to the world that death has been slain by death and that Christ has given to us so that we may walk out of our tombs in newness on this life. On this day, we remember that he is risen. In the name above all names, the risen Jesus Christ. Amen. The ushers may come forward for the offering.